Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's ceremonial head of state, Kim Jong-nam, will lead a high-level Pyongyang delegation to the Winter Olympic Games this week. Tufts University Korean Studies scholar Soon-Yung Lee tells VOA it benefits North Korea in two ways.
Kim Jong-nam's visit to South Korea is part of North Korea's campaign to mesmerize the South Korean public into believing that North Korea means well and to advance its leverage vis-a-vis South Korea and the United States to get its adversaries to gradually de-escalate, back off, and relax prematurely, that is, sanctions against North Korea.
Lee also said it buys time for the North to perfect its weapons of mass destruction program. Also in the news, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering restricting the sale of Venezuelan oil in an attempt to pressure the government of President Nicolas Maduro back to the Constitution.
Is it a step that might bring this to an end, to a more rapid end and a more rapid close? Because not doing anything to bring this to an end is also asking the Venezuelan people to suffer for a much longer time.
Tillerson is on a five-nation tour of Latin America. President Trump says a controversial memo alleging the FBI abused its power in probing Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election vindicates him. Meantime, one of the authors of the memo, Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, says all of this is not about Mr. Trump's vindication, but about finding out if Russia meddled in the U.S. election and who might have been involved with them. This is VOA News. Belgium is on high alert today as the last surviving suspect of the 2015 Paris attack, Salah Abdeslam, stands trial in Brussels over a shootout that led to his capture. That happened 4 months after the Paris attacks, in which 130 people died. The 2015 Paris attacks were a series of coordinated terrorist actions in which three suicide bombers struck outside a football stadium. This was followed by several mass shootings and a suicide bombing at cafes and restaurants. Abdeslam will face trial in association with these attacks after the Brussels trial completes. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe today welcomed a ruling party-backed candidate in a mayoral election on Okinawa, vowing to keep the U.S. Marine Air Base, but put it elsewhere on the island. We sought some insight from Grant Newsom, a senior research fellow at the Japan Forum for Strategic Studies.
And here you have a pro-base candidate winning in a key constituency, and by a considerable amount, too. So this does it points out how there has always been on Okinawa a large amount of support for the U.S. military presence, if not outright support, at least tolerance of it.
If the base is moved to a more remote part of Okinawa, it would bode ill for Governor Takeishi Onada, a base opponent who is up for re-election later this year. Costa Rica presidential candidate Antonio Alvarez accepted defeat late Sunday, leaving Christian evangelical Fabricio Alvarado and ruling parties Carlos Alvarado to face each other in a runoff. Christian singer and television anchor Fabricio Alvarado spoke with supporters. Imagine what it means for me being the leader of this movement called Social Restoration. We intend to govern this country with a clean slate. We are very happy. Our message already has won the election. The key issue in this year's gubernatorial race was a same-sex marriage. Alvarado was the anti-gay marriage candidate. Negotiators for German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives and the center-left Social Democrats trying to hammer out compromises on health care and labor policy. These are the final stumbling blocks on the way to another so-called grand coalition. And in sports news, the 52nd playing of the Super Bowl, American-style football, happened late Sunday. Philadelphia Eagles defeated the New England Patriots 41-33. It was Philadelphia's first Super Bowl win. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.